Really? Are there any places in Cork that bring back memories to you, or that you see every day and have maybe a little bit you want to talk about?
Yes, there are. I think the Loch in Cork is comes to mind straight away. It is a place, one of the earliest memories I have, I'm sure, of going someplace actually without my parents, you know. It would be about 15, 20 minutes walk from where I lived in Quaker Road in Cork. We used to go there after school to fish for tornines. Little sticklebacks, okay? We used to fish for them there, and we used to fish for roach and rod and that sort of thing. Long summer evenings spent there fishing for those. Another thing that comes very close to my memory, actually, when I speak of the Loch, is the hurling league matches that used to be played there. Oh, I'm talking 50 years ago. And they were sponsored by Dan Hobbs, who was a men's clothier in Patrick Street. He was also a local comedian who appeared many times on the stage of the old opera house. He had a slogan which said, you see, he was a men's clothier, and he used to have the slogan, "If you want to get ahead, get a hat." Now, as I say, he used to sponsor the local hurling leagues at the Loch, which were played in the long summer evenings. Another incident was my brother had a what we would call in a racing bicycle, a bicycle with turned down handlebars, you know, and he was very, very particular about that. He wouldn't let us use it or anything like that. We were too young to use that, so that was his pride and joy. But one summer he went to the country working as a helper on a combine harvester. Combine harvesters were very new at the time, and they used to require so many people working around them, and he was doing that for a whole summer. And while he was away, I took advantage of his bike. And one day we were cycling in the Loch. Now, you can walk right around the Loch. There is an inner path and an outer path. The outer path was always regarded as an Irish mile around the Loch. Now, it would take a person walking good about 10 or 11 minutes to walk around the outer side. But that wasn't good enough for me. I was cycling the bike and the inner path. Now, there is a little wall all the way around that is about 10 inches high. Now, while I was cycling around, the Angelus bell rang. You familiar with the Angelus? The Angelus bell rang, and being brought up in the strict religious code that I was, I made a sign of the cross. And to do that, of course, it entailed taking my right hand off the handlebar. And while I had lost concentration for that moment, the front wheel of the bike struck the curb, which ran right around the Loch, and I went head over heels into the Loch, with the bicycle following on top of me. Completely submerged in the water, and that's the way I had to go home and confess my sins, that I had taken my brother's bike out, and then I had to suffer the consequences. That for me was the Loch. It has many, many memories. And I brought my children there down the years, and now I bring my grandchildren there.
Do you find that it's the same or that it's changed in these many years?
The beauty of it, in fact, is that it's full of wildlife now. It's full of so many different birds. There were just swans and water hens on it in my time. But now there are all sorts of ducks and geese, of different that weren't known around here then. But it is now wildlife sanctuary and it's beautifully kept and it's lovely to see. So the loch has improved to what it was in my time. Legends surrounding the loch. There is actually the legend of the loch, which is, you know, it's been written in quite a number of books about Cork. And it's the story goes that it is the site of where once stood a great castle. And the king of the castle, of course, had the usual beautiful daughter, right, who was enthralled with this lovely prince. And one night when there was a big feast and in their honor being held at the castle, the prince, or the king, asked the princess to go to the well and bring a jug of fresh water for the table, but warned her that she wasn't to spill any of the water, because the story went, if the water was spilled, then the castle would be submerged in water, and it would. So the princess went, and of course, the prince, being the gentleman that he was, he accompanied her to the well, and whatever that, the jug overflowed and spilt, and the castle was submerged. Right, everybody was lost. And people say that on particular moonlit nights now, you can still hear the music that was being played at the ball at the time of the function, you know. So that is part, that is something along the lines of the legend of the loch now, which you can read in quite a number of books about Cork. So that is the loch was just a beautiful place to go, and it seemed a natural place to go of a sunny summer's evening. Fitzgerald's Park too was obviously a great attraction for us young people, particularly I think in our teenage years, when guys like myself were chasing the girls and that, you know, you're always bound to find them around Fitzgerald's Park, lying out there in the sunshine, and I think that's where we did most of our courting in our time. So that there's a lot of memories there. A lot of memories too in the marina. For the same reason, you know, when we didn't have any transport or anything like that, so all these places were in walking distance, and we would spend many, many hours around there. For instance, of a Sunday evening, you would have motorcycling on what was then known as the Monaghan Circuit. It was consists of the Monaghan Road and Centre Park Road. The motorbikes used to race up and down those roads. There was a natural circuit there, down one road. So that used to take up quite a lot of our time down there watching the motorcycle racing, which doesn't happen anymore, of course. Again, there were motorcycle racing on the Carrigrohane Circuit, which consisted of the Carrigrohane Straight Road, out as far as where the roundabout is now before you come to Ballincollig, the Paula Bone roundabout. Bicycles would round that and go back the Model Farm Road, as far as Dennehy's Cross, go out into Victoria Cross and back out the Straight Road again. And that would have carried on up to possibly 20 years ago, when there were some objections, I think, from the you know, the residents of Model Farm Road. That became fairly well built up that time, and these motorbikes would be practicing there 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. So now you would still have what they call the flying kilo and that sort of thing. There is a kilometre marked out on the Carrigrohane Strait, where they do speed trials and that sort of thing, but that's as far as it goes now. You don't have the category circuit in use anymore. So, you know, all those things, they all mean something, and they're all memories of childhood and growing up in Cork, you know. That's nice to think back on.
This has been wonderful. Thank you very much, Billy.
You're very welcome indeed.